If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
J&J. Trader Joe's, those tote bags.
Yep, Carson collects all of them.
I got every color.
All right, they say they're going for $1,000 each.
What?
That's what they say. What,
even the old ones, so he could sell all those?
I looked it up this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, don't believe
no
it.
No way.
It's a lot.
Oh, it is.
You can find them for $13. Okay.
There's one for $5.99.
Yeah. You can find them very cheap on eBay. So when you see that story today, if you go out and you're standing in line, you're fighting people, you know, throwing punches just to get one of those bags, it's not going for $1,000.
Now, what is the, let's go to our tote bag expert. What is the attraction for these?
They're just collectibles. I mean, it's something that it's that FOMO reaction, right? Like, everyone wants them. And if you can get your hands on one, you're like, yes,
they're collectibles.
Validated. Yeah. People collect them. You got to collect every color.
I guess I think of collectibles as something different.
Well, I'm not one to follow the pack.
Yeah.
And let the pack tell me what's collectible and what's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, just because people are saying they are, and if you go to, you know, eBay to look at these things, they're selling for like $6. So they're not really that collectible, are they?
Yeah. And to me, they kind of, don't be mad, but they seem kind of white. Trash a little bit. Like, I got a tote bag.
What do you do with it?
That's what I mean.
It's a reusable bag. You can do anything. You can get, if you go to the beach, you can take your beach stuff with
you. Well, then it's not.
If you go to the grocery store, you can put your groceries in there.
See, I get it for grocery use. That's not white trash. I'm saying if you take it to the beach, that's weird.
Yeah. If you take it to the beach. And not only that, if it's a collectible, you don't use it.
Well, you can get multiples.
And then, so none of it makes sense to me.
Have some you keep, and mint condition, like the Thai Beanie Baby tags. You know, you put that tag protector on, you protect it.
Yeah.
And then there's some
How's
that you
How's that working
use.
Out for you?
Yeah. Well, not the best.
Yeah.
One day those things are going to be vintage, and they're going to be worth millions.
But you know how, like, you see those, and I'm not this girl, but I want to be. I strive to be that. You know how you see the girl, and she, like, throws on her outfit. She has all the, like, the perfect things for, like, you know, her trip to the beach. Well, one of the things is not a Trader Joe bag.
I wouldn't think so.
How do you know?
I wouldn't think so.
Because I watch those women that have all their crap together and they're fashion, you know, divas, and they look amazing, and it's not a Trader Joe bag in pink.
I can't think of a better accessory to have.
And I can't see myself seeing somebody with one of those bags and thinking more of them. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't want to, like, mug them and take it from them? Like, no. I don't want that color. Yeah.
No, it just seems dumb.
It does kind of seem odd. Yeah,
I think the people at Trader Joe's is laughing their butts off behind the scenes.
Although
they're doing everything they can to create this buzz, which they are doing, and they're laughing all the way to the bank on it.
Although I was really, really late to the Stanley thermos, you know, thing, I just got one. That's how late I am, right? It's been going on for, what, 5 years or something? And so I got it, and my kid goes, oh, yeah, that's great. They have lead in them. I was like, what the hell? I almost said the F word. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Is that And he said it was the outside case or something, yes, but still, you worry about the lead. So now I'm not using it.
Yeah.
And I just came to the party.
Welcome to the trend.
I think that trend's over.
I haven't even, well, I'm not drinking that because I'm afraid of lead poisoning. But then my kid, of course, being so nice, he's like, Mom, I think it's really too late for you to worry about lead poisoning. Right.
Well, if you're hanging on to these Trader Joe bags and you're thinking it's worth $1,000 because you see the story out there, it's not. Because I've looked it up on eBay this morning. You get one for $6, man. Anywhere from $6 to $13, you can buy them all day long. So I don't know where these $1,000 stories come from.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because they're just not, they're
it
not there.
It happens with everything.
It does.
They're not there.
Mm. BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.